Bruce Pearl is a genius. He's an absolute wonder and a genius. I'm going to tell you why as we kick off today's Village Vice. Brand new week. He's Zach. I'm Brad. So Auburn is the number one overall seed in the NIT, which means they miss the NCAA tournament. And all people are talking about is Bruce Pearl. That's all people are talking about. It's amazing. He continues to be the headliner in people's minds. He continues, hadn't paid a dime of rent in people's heads for a long time.
And he's just living there.
He's just living there. Totally rent-free. It's hilarious to watch people up in arms. Can you believe he yelled at the officials? Yeah, I can believe it. What's the big deal? So did 13,000 other people.
Correct.
What are we doing? That's weird. Well, can you believe he's on Auburn's payroll and he's on it? Yeah, so is Nick Saban on College Game Day. What's the point?
Right.
What's the point? Well, he said that Miami of Ohio shouldn't have got it. Right. They didn't play a quad one team all year. Why are we? You can disagree, but Zach, to be so vehemently like the vitriol toward Bruce Pearl is weird to me. I don't fully understand it. It's interesting to watch, though. Interesting to watch. I chuckle a little bit every time I see it.
No, the meltdown was definitely a real thing on Sunday. And, you know, obviously people, you know, giving him a hard time for supporting the school that he's, you know, built or revitalized his career at, I guess, and became a legendary figure in modern day college basketball. And also, his son happens to coach there. Like, shout out to him. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. My kids are little, right? You know, my oldest is 5.
Yeah.
But I hope I have the platform one day to speak out and be pro my children, no matter what they're doing.
Yeah.
I hope, you know, the world gives me that opportunity as long as I can. So hats off to Bruce Pearl for publicly backing up his kid. Every single, but I don't think it's about that. I think he made arguments about, you know, the Ohio not playing a quad one team all year, or talking about how, you know, he was the only talking head throughout the past few days that when Auburn came up, he talked about Auburn's wins, not Auburn's losses.
Yeah.
It's like hard schedule this, hard schedule that. You know, everybody agrees that it was a tough schedule. You can't disagree with it. But everyone wanted to talk about Auburn's losses.
Yeah.
He's the only one I heard talk about Auburn's wins. And I do think that is probably a little dishonest across the board.
Yeah, well, that's what most people in media, most people who do this for a living are lazy, and they just take the low-hanging fruit. Most, not all.
But they talk about the wins with SMU. They talk about the wins with Texas.
But that's my point. And even one of the committee guys did this last night. The chairman of the committee, Keith Gill, they pick their narrative, and then they just choose whatever they want to support the narrative.
Sure.
That's all they do. And so last night, even Keith Gill, so he goes, well, SMU was the last team in because it had better quality wins than Oklahoma or Auburn.
Bruh.
Sir.
Full stop.
No, they didn't. I don't really need to add anything else to that. I don't need any salt or pepper or seasoning. Just no is enough. Okay? Yeah. No is a perfect steak. It doesn't need anything else. No, SMU didn't have better quality wins than Auburn.
Right.
Auburn had too many losses for the committee. There was some talk. I'm going to come back to Bruce in a second, but this seems kind of relevant now. There was some talk that maybe they wouldn't count Auburn's loss to Alabama against them because Alabama blatantly used an ineligible player. But they did. They used it against them. There was some thought, and I didn't hear this as much, but that because of the way the officials bungled the end of the Texas A&M game, maybe that wouldn't be counted as harshly against him. Now you're looking at 14 or 15 losses, and there is precedent for that. At the end of the day, they chose not to do that because it was, it's more difficult to do that. It requires some intestinal fortitude to do that, and they did the easy thing instead. You know what? Let's just avoid all this and leave them out. Okay. Nobody was out to get Auburn. Nobody was out to screw Auburn. Auburn made it easy with the 16 losses on the record. Okay, you win one or two of those games. I get all that.
Yeah.
It just so happens that Auburn is the team this year that, like, there's one or two teams every year in this position that could argue they have better wins than the 37th at-large team.
Right.
I thought Auburn was deserving of getting in. Bruce thought Auburn was deserving of getting in. Neither one of us are unbiased. Never have claimed to be unbiased, by the way. Here's something else about Bruce, though, Zach. You give him a job to do, he's the best at doing that job.
Sure.
Okay. His job for a long time was to coach the Auburn basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached unprecedented heights. His job now is to facilitate conversation about college basketball. That's his job now. You know what he did really well? Facilitated a lot of conversation about college basketball.
Yes.
And those TV producers know what they're doing. There's a reason that they had him comment on the play-in games. And there is a reason they went to him and not Clark Kellogg and not Seth Davis to talk about Alabama's first-round matchup.
I noticed that. Yeah. You're right.
There's a producer. There's multiple producers. They're deciding who talks about what. They went to him to facilitate
conversation. Bruce, he was like, you know, Filon's the best, like, one-on-one player in the country or something like that. I thought I noticed that, too. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. So, and he knows the game. This is the same guy who, when he was at Auburn, was advocating for basketball fandom across the state of Alabama. You know, he was complimentary of Alabama's program a lot of the time when he was still the head coach at Auburn. It drove some fans crazy that he would do that or advocate for the conference. A lot of Auburn fans feel like the conference hasn't really advocated for Auburn when it had the chance in the past, and yet he advocated for the conference. He's given a job to facilitate the discussion, and he's the best at it. So he's going to keep doing it for a while, and if y'all want to get mad about it, y'all keep getting mad. He's going to sleep like a baby at the end of the day. So that's my Bruce Pearl thought number one for today.
I love it. I love it. And I agree with every bit of it. I don't know if I have really too much more to add. That is a massive water bottle.
It is. I need a lot of water to get through the day. Usually I'm like a camel. No, just stop. Okay. Just whatever you're thinking. Full stop.
Okay.
I want to tell you about Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. If your car is making a funny sound.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, something like.
You know what? That sounds like the heart rate monitor they put on the shark in Jaws 4. Not now. Now I don't know what it sounds like. But if your car's making that sound, I would call Precision Tune Auto Care, and I mean right now. 334-581-6888. It's where car care meets hospitality. They are proud to serve folks in Opelika and the surrounding areas. Take your car to Precision Tune Auto Care. They're going to give you photos, video. You're going to know exactly what the issue is. Real hospitality, real car care. They're ready to help. There you are. All right. Any other thoughts on whether or not, like, I feel like a lot of talk about Auburn getting in the tournament is, I don't know that we can say anything new about it.
Yeah. Here's my thought on the NIT thing. I've actually come around to it. I initially wanted them to not accept it. I didn't think there was any upside to accepting it. I've changed my mind on that because clearly he talked to the team. And if the team wants to play it, then why do we have any opinion on this whatsoever? Like, this is their call.
Right.
Great. Here's my main thing. And I'm assuming this was discussed. And, you know, graphically, like with what they've done on social media and all that, I like this because there's a lot, like, they're like, all right, we're in, you know, we're playing the NIT, whatever. And a lot of Auburn fans are like, why did you even post this? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Fans can feel that way. That's fine.
Sure.
But this team and the program, you can't act like you're above this.
Right. Yeah.
If you're accepting the bid, you have to act like the next game matters as if it was an NCAA tournament game.
Yep.
And I hope they do that. And I, because if you lose to South Alabama, like, it's going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be terrible. And honestly, like, looking at it, it's like, okay, there's not many P4 teams. Like, this should be a situation where they win some games and probably should win the whole thing as the number one overall seed. Four Power Four teams, Auburn, Cal, Oklahoma State, which beat us in the exhibition game, and I'm blanking on who the fourth one is. Doesn't matter. But to me, I just want to make sure this team treats it as if they're not, you know, like that this whole NIT thing is below them. That is my biggest concern. Yeah,
because that's it. Yeah, because that attitude, this is going to be a little corny, and I'm going to admit that right out front. To have the attitude that it's beneath them is not really an Auburn-like attitude. All right? Like,
are you about to creed again?
No, it's not Tuesday yet, Zach.
Okay.
That's for tomorrow's show.
Okay.
I might redo this entire argument tomorrow for this stance. But Oklahoma was one of the last four out, and apparently they declined the NIT. That kind of fits. That kind of tracks with their fan base.
Oh.
They do. Oklahoma fans do kind of feel like they're above everything except showing up to their basketball games.
Yikes.
But they feel like they're too good if it's not a certain thing. Now, a lot of people, too, are falling into this. Like, a lot of people who are taking the attitude on social media that, well, the NIT is meaningless. Why would you go to it? They're the same people who during football season are like, playoff or it doesn't matter because ESPN told us so. And that's all they know. They haven't really, you know, they don't really, like, to play in the NIT is a very Pearl family thing. Can you win a championship of any kind? Yes. Is it the one that you wanted at the beginning? Is it one of the two you wanted at the beginning of the year? Or one of the three you wanted at the beginning of the year? Nope, it's not. But they're playing. Something's on the line. Okay. Then let's go get it.
No, I think we should lean into it.
Yeah.
I think we as a fan base, now that we can all have differing opinions on if they accepted it or not. And I think they're valid. I don't think anybody's wrong. But if the players want to play in it and the program wants to participate, then it's...
Now you're in.
Yeah.
Now you're
full
in.
Full stop. Right? It's like, okay, so if they had the discussion, they want to play these games, they want to win the thing.
Yeah.
So let's do what we can to get behind them and win the thing. So tomorrow night, show up. Show up. And let's go watch a top five baseball matchup.
Yep.
And then walk across the street, and we're going to start we're going to compete for a championship, baby. Yeah. We're going to win the – let's try to win the NIT. Yeah. Let's do it.
Nobody's.
And you know what? If we win the thing, let's hang a freaking banner.
Well, they will. They will if they win it.
Put it right next to last year's Final Four banner. Let's put them right next to each other.
Guys, we're not that far removed. I know a lot of people have only started following Auburn basketball, and this is nationally too, in the last 8 years. I get it. We're not that far removed from the
days.
Brad,
I remember, and it was my favorite thing at the time, and it's a core memory, and I'll keep it with me forever. My dad would pick me up from school. We'd go to Loco's, which has now been at five other things, but we'd go eat at Loco's.
Yeah.
And then we'd go watch an Auburn basketball game. This was during the Lebo era.
Yep.
And we would just walk up, pay like $5 each for a general admission ticket.
Yeah.
And we'd just go sit wherever we wanted on a Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved it because it's like, okay, great. And we were so bad. We were terrible. And outside of when we hosted Alabama, like, there was just nobody else there.
Nope.
And that wasn't that long ago.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that means we should drop and lower our standards, which is what some people are going to think that you're saying, and it's not what you're saying.
No.
But if you're playing a game and you're in any sort of tournament, you need to try to win it.
Yeah.
Is this the tournament, like you said, is this the championship we wanted to be competing for? No.
No.
But we are competing for it now, so let's go win the dang thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's where you are now. That yeah. It's where we are today on the 16th of March. Okay? That's what's in front of you. And you can't do anything about March 1st, February 15th, January, whatever. You can't do anything about that. It's like anything else in life, okay? Have you made some bad decisions with your life at this point? I'm talking rhetorically to whoever is watching or listening.
Yes.
I'm not talking to you, Zach, specifically.
Yes.
All right? Have you made every decision just right? Have you succeeded every time that you've made a decision? No. Where are you today? Do you have something you can chase today? Yes. So go do that.
Right.
And there's nothing. There is no ironclad indicator that anybody can present that says this is where Auburn will be perpetually. There's none. Even under Bruce, they went backward 1 year when Sharif was not available most of the year and Justin Powell was hurt and whatnot. They went backward that
was a weird year. Yep, right.
Okay. And then they surged forward and won the league the next year. So, you know, we don't know what next year looks like. We know right now.
I mean, every time Keyshawn Hall leaves the program, it gets better the next year. So we have that to look forward to as well.
That is statistically true.
It's true.
That is a statistical fact.
Probably just a coincidence, though.
You mentioned baseball, coming to baseball tomorrow night. How good is this Auburn baseball team?
Man, they're fun to watch, too.
The best in the SEC.
They three teams swept this weekend in conference play. Auburn, Kentucky, and Florida.
Yep.
You know, Auburn obviously sweeping Missouri. Florida obviously sweeping South Carolina. Who did Kentucky sweep, Brad?
They swept Alabama.
That's right. I can't believe I forgot that.
I know.
Can't believe I forgot that.
I'm here to pick you up.
I knew you would know that. The pitching was obviously elite, nationally relevant with what they did from a pitching performance this week. And honestly, like from a starting pitching standpoint, I think it might have been better if the lights had stayed on Friday night. Because I think they were going to kind of stretch. See if we can get a complete game in there, but didn't happen. Doesn't matter. But yeah, incredible outing, incredible series. The bats showed up when they needed to. And I also love that the first two games, game one and then game one on Saturday, I like that they had to fight and scratch and claw a little bit. I like that they didn't just win, 6-1 or whatever. Yeah. I think this team got better this weekend, and they did it while winning all three games.
Yeah, the starting pitching goes 7-7 and 7 2/3. And you're exactly right. Jake Marciano would have gone at least 8 because Missouri swings early. Like they make contact early. They have the fewest pitches per at bat of any team in the conference, which lends itself to starters going a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'll see how that works out for them.
Look, Missouri looked different than they looked 2 years ago when we last saw them. They looked better. I don't know how they're going to be in the league because the league is so good, but.
Yeah, they could be significantly better, but they're still not better than Auburn. They're still not better than Arkansas, better Mississippi State. Like, they're not better than
other teams in the league, probably.
Yeah. But I do think they're better than what they have.
Yeah. No, I agree. So now you have 4 top 10 games this week. Georgia Tech tomorrow night at 4:00, tomorrow afternoon at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that they did that.
Yeah, smart. And that was before. That has nothing to do with the NIT. It's going to be freezing, literally, tomorrow night.
Oh, that decision was made separate from the NIT.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yeah, if Auburn had made the NCAA tournament or hadn't made any postseason, they were still going to play the game at 4:00.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, once the weather turned, Bush doesn't want his guys out there in 30 degrees, if you can help it. So
yeah, I'm sure Bush doesn't want his fans out there in 30 degrees either.
Right. Yeah. So for everybody, you move that up to 4:00. Now, it does give you a little extra room in between. You're right, to go ahead, go to the baseball game, and then head on over to Neville Arena and check out the NIT. Hopefully, there's a big, big crowd. But yeah, so Georgia Tech tomorrow night and then Texas this weekend, 4 absolutely massive games for baseball.
Yeah, we had the discussion when I went live after the game and talked about, what goals should be. I mean, obviously 4-0 would be incredible. I don't see that happening, but if you could find a way to go 3-1, that would be awesome. That'd be really, really great.
In any form. 3-1 in any form is you got some people who really might auto vote Auburn number one in the country if they go 3-1.
Yeah. And there is a scenario where I'd be like pretty happy with 2-2.
Sure.
As well. Yeah. If the two, like if you go 2-2 and you lose to Georgia Tech, but you win the series at home this Saturday, yeah. I'm stoked. I'm stoked beyond belief.
No question.
If you go 2-2 and beat Georgia Tech and get, you know, only win one against Texas, I think that's the worst scenario for a 2-2.
For a 2-2, I would agree. Yeah. But man, think about that. Let's put that in context. Worst case scenario, you go 2-2 against two top five teams.
Well, worst case scenario for like a 2-2.
Right. No, option. I know what you meant. Yeah. You could go 1-3, I suppose.
Could go 1-3, could go 0-4. I don't think you'll go 0-4, but I mean, we're about to learn a lot about Auburn. Mm-hmm. But thank goodness it's at home, right? All of these games are at home.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. And, you know, Georgia Tech in an interesting spot. They just faced a pretty good Clemson team. I think Clemson was ranked 11th going into last weekend. I was going to say they might drop, but maybe they won't because of who they played. But it's going to be a situation where I imagine they're not going to throw their ace. So it'll be a true, like, you know, number four starter versus number four starter, which is good. I actually think that'll help Auburn, if I had to guess. Yeah. I think I'm actually kind of higher on Alvarez than a lot of the Auburn fan base is so far based off of midweeks. But
what are we doing? Why are people not high on Alvarez?
Man, people are really down on, like, our midweek performances, man. You've seen the same stuff I have. You've seen it.
Two bad innings. They had two bad innings from guys who haven't pitched. Like,
I'm just telling you, that seems to be the thing. I'm having people come up to me in public, man, we got to get a four starter. I'm like, well, what? No one has like four elite starters. No one. But also, like, I'll take our fourth guy over pretty much anybody's fourth guy right now.
All right, I'm pulling up. I've got to get Dre's numbers. Andreas Alvarez so far this year. Just to look at why we need a fourth starter, like why Alvarez isn't cutting it as a fourth starter. So his stats this year, come on, this would be the day that it's going to load slowly for me, wouldn't it?
I mean, even the Cincinnati outing, like, I don't think a lot of the runs are really on him.
He gave up one earned run in four innings. So for the year, he's 2-1 with a 1.37 earned run average. Yeah, man. He got to shape up. 1.37 ERA. 6 walks, 27 strikeouts in 19 and two-thirds innings.
Yeah, he's been solid. He's been solid.
His whip is like 1.0-something.
Which, what an incredible opportunity for him. I hope he's chomping at the bit. Right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the weekend guys are the guys who get to start against, you know, top five opponents. He doesn't get, like, midweek guys don't get this opportunity very often.
No, you're right. It's been West Georgia, Samford, UAB, Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a top 10 RPI team, by the way, just in case anybody needed to be reminded of that.
I mean, they're probably that high because they beat us, but yeah.
Well, and they've beaten other teams too. But
regardless, anyway, yeah, it's not like there's some like awful team that came in and upset us.
Right. And this is big for, I think, Dre too, because with Drew Whalen's
he goes injury, by Dre?
Some, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think I can call him Dre?
Sure. Yeah. I don't think he'd mind.
Well, you just said some. Like, it's like you asked, like he gave you permission.
Sometimes he's Andre. Sometimes he's Andreas. Sometimes he's Dre. Like, sometimes I'm Brad, sometimes I'm Bradford. Depends on the context.
Who calls you Bradford?
People call me Bradford.
How many?
A few. Some. About the same number of people that call Andreas Dre.
Anyway,
the point I'm making is, with Drew Whalen's injury from the weekend, might you need someone else to step into a role? Maybe even not even as a starter, but could you look at moving Alvarez to the weekend in a relief role, you know, in a relief role. Maybe, yeah. Maybe. And this will go a long way for that. So 4 o'clock tomorrow, baseball, Georgia Tech, big time top five battle. And Georgia Tech's a little more rested. No, they're not, because they played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So both teams had Sunday off.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Yeah.
All right. That's a lot in 25 minutes. That's all I have today, Zach.
All right. I think that does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and watching. Please subscribe. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.